monsoon is ravaging northern India. Partners are teaming up to tackle Syria's overwhelming needs, and the 414 window may shine just enough light to help the church grow in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The rain won't stop in northern India. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says it's getting even harder to rescue flood survivors.
Media in India, they're saying this is one of the worst natural disasters that's happened in recent times. No one can actually even get there. The roads are completely gone. They're washed away. There is no way to get access to these people.
While the number of lives lost to last week's flooding is expected to soar past 1,000, it could easily double if survivors can't get clean water.
A lot of times after tsunamis and these kinds of floodings, more people die from contaminated water than the actual event.
GFA teams are bringing food, water, shelter, and the hope of Christ. Puneau says your shares on Facebook and Twitter can help them reach more people. There are links to both on our website.
This is not just an awareness campaign. This is an actual event where people's lives are at stake, and so they can make a difference by letting other people know.
Meanwhile, crisis response ministry is kind of like a game of Jenga. You can't put in a critical block and then later pull it out without the whole tower collapsing. Food for the Hungry is helping with meal distribution and sharing Christ with Syrian refugees, but they realize they can't just build short-term relationships and give temporary aid. They're partnering with local ministries in Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon who are invested in the community's long-term. Together, they can support the towering needs. Pray. This is Mission Network News. While Al-Shabaab Islamists have a growing influence in Kenya and Boko Haram attacks against Christians in Nigeria are increasing, Christian Resources International isn't shying away from the region. CRI's Jason Wolford says a sea container full of Bibles, books, and Christian teaching tools arrived in Kenya last week.
When it arrived in the port of Mombasa, it was almost as if they didn't even require a lot of the paperwork that they would normally want, and we didn't even have to pay bribes. So it was quite miraculous.
Distribution will happen soon. Wolford says Nigeria's container was just shipped.
So many people are turning their back on Nigeria because of the corruption there, but I figured if these areas around the world where Satan appears to be working overtime or utilizing false religions to come against people.
Support CRI's work. We have some suggested ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Biblica Africa has just given birth to the Yoruba translation of the Bible. Yoruba is spoken by nearly 30 million people in Nigeria, Benin, and Togo. Until now, one of the few Bibles available was a hard-to-understand translation that was first published in 1868. The Yoruba Bible is one of roughly 30 Bible translation and revision projects underway at Biblica. In West Africa, anticipation is high for an accurate, readable Bible in the Yoruba language. Will you add to the prayer cover of this new translation? And have you heard about the 414 window? This one describes kids between the ages of 4 and 14 years old as the most open to the gospel. And if you change that generation, you can change the world. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster agrees, noting the link between leadership training, Sunday school, and church planning.
Reaching children is a very effective way to build the kingdom of God. People can actually support a person to receive a year of intensive training in reaching children for only $350.
The training in action.
I was in the DR Congo just recently, and I talked with a pastor who had received our training some years back, and that training was about how to reach children with the gospel.
The yield?
Today, that effort has grown to an active church of several hundred people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.